spring 2018, I spoke with one of Northern BC's best-known Indigenous artists, Kim Gochi, who also uses her voice to promote reconciliation, education, and awareness.
Can you tell me about the meaning behind your song, For the People?
That song was inspired by an elder I had a conversation with. I was working in the Okanagan on a film project, and it was a film about truth and reconciliation. So the theme was resilience. So I interviewed many elders, and there was one who was, what he said to me never left me, and it became the inspiration for that song. And he was telling me about, he lived in this house on the Penticton Indian Band Reserve, and he had to drive by this church every day. And he knew how much money went into it, how much renovation, how much attention was given to this church. So when I asked him what the apology meant to him, he put his hand like and kind of deflected it off his chest, and he said, it meant nothing to me. And I said, well, what about the money? Because there's like this payment that residential school survivors will receive it based on their experience and based on how much of a story they want to tell, but they get literally drugged through the dirt and they have to relive it as they retell it. And my father, for one, couldn't do it. My father died with the story still inside of him. And he, so this elder said to me, when I asked him what the apology meant, what the payment meant, he said it meant nothing. He said, you know what would mean something to me? And he pointed at that church down the road. He said, if they were to tear down that church and build houses for the people, he said, that would mean something to me. And that became the opening lyric, and it's very metaphorical. To me, it's a reconciliation song. It's about moving forward. We cannot heal what we do not acknowledge.
Tear down the church and build some houses for the people. What an elder said to me. Stephen Harper said he's sorry to the people. Not all accept the apology. Intergeneration suffer, searching for identity.
Thank you.
Last summer, I spoke backstage with the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer and asked them to tell me about their record, Apocalyptic.
I think with the newer record, we wanted to just go a little more, maybe a little more basic rock and roll.
Did we?
But... and speaking of acid, a little more psychedelic.
Yeah.
Just sort of psychedelic rock and roll. We didn't want to feel like we had to make a blues record or anything. We wanted to just make the record that was the best songs that we happened to have lying around at that time. So I don't know if that answers how our sounds evolved. Evolving is sort of a thing that you do by nature, not always by sort of consciously doing it.
Yeah, I think, like, if I can address that, Matthew, evolving when you consciously start doing it and you're like, I'm going to now introduce this piece of gear to my lineup, usually it doesn't always work. And you do a show, for me at least, I'll be like, right, now I'm going to introduce, like, this thing that's going to do this and this and this to my sound. And then I go, oh God, I absolutely destroyed it. And then I insult it and then insult myself on stage. I'm like, this sucks. And like, I'm never going to throw it out. But if you absorb something, if you absorb something, do you evolve? I don't know. Evolving is where you really can't think about it.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be intentional.
Yeah.
It just sort of happens. But yeah, you may be able to look back and go, this is what happened.
You find your holes through the tapestry of life or something like that. You find places that you can place your colors to be more abstract and less, like, you know. Yeah.
That's deep.
I just looked up at the sky for those listening on the radio when I said that. And I was like, tell me, God, what should I say now? And God's like, speak about the tapestry.
What can you tell me about your song, Pretty Please?
Ooh, it's really funny how that song came about, actually, specifically, because I wrote the little basic nugget of that song as an actual sort of serious love song, and it got totally bastardized, not bastardized in a good way, into a just sort of a lustful begging.
It completely,
and that's
wrong.
Great. It, you know, songs take on a life of their own, and that one took on a life of its own from the original conception of it.